For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Second and goal. Mason bobbling it, but a touchdown.
An impressive start here tonight. And he may now have a 1-2 punch at running back when McCaffrey gets healthy, with McCaffrey and Mason. What an impressive night. McCaffrey couldn't go tonight. 49ers in the end didn't need him.
How you feeling about your Jets, Keith?
You know, it was a hot drive. They looked good early. They did have a lead going into the second quarter. You know, Garrett Wilson, the Rodgers-Wilson connection, which we didn't get a chance to see much of last year, looked pretty good. Breece Hall had a touchdown. And then, unfortunately for the Jets, the rest of the game happened, and they looked much worse.
That drive, Rodgers to Garrett Wilson. It's hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. I will get to the state of the AFC East coming up. We'll get to misleading later on this hour. Tommy Curran at high noon. Kiefer Madness at 12:45.
Jam-packed.
So a lot to stay tuned for here on a Tuesday on WEEI. It might be because I was locked in on a Garrett Wilson prop I had last night.
Yeah.
Catches, yards, which basically they all came on one drive.
That was it. Kind of cashed.
Was it 5.5, the catches, though? Did you get it?
I got the catches. I didn't get the yards.
Got it. Okay.
68.5, I think.
Yeah, he was 60 flat.
Yeah, it didn't work out. They were taking away catches at the end of the game. Anyway, neither here nor there.
11 targets, though.
That connection looked very locked in on that drive, and you're like, uh-oh, the Jets have something. They said it on the broadcast last night. The whole internet was saying it in-game. It's like, where has this been? Jets fans have longed to see it. Where's this kind of drive been? It's the best drive they've had in 3 years.
And then poof, it was gone.
And it was the only drive they had.
That was it.
Rodgers had one late throw to Lazard. He got benched late in the game. You know, not benched, but just taken out.
Waved the
white flag late in the game.
Had to bring in T-Mobile.
Tyrod Taylor comes in. Wasn't stabbed in the lung by the medical team there in New York. And that's it. That's all you saw out of Rodgers. And so, I don't know. I don't fully trust him. I don't fully trust them. I'm not writing them off after one game.
Yeah.
And look, they had a really good team they were facing on the other side in the Niners, though they were shorthanded. But those are some of my fears about the Jets. I don't know that Rodgers still has it. Great career. Probably a slight underachiever when it comes to championships.
Yep.
But a great career. I don't know that he still has it. That's a hard injury to come back from. And the last time we saw him healthy, he wasn't great.
So I know it's a league that is week to week, and we do a show every day. But for the Jets in particular, I think you need four games. I think you need to see Aaron Rodgers for four games because he is coming off an Achilles injury.
Right.
Right. This isn't like your run-of-the-mill.
Can we do three just because they play the Patriots? And like if he looks terrible against the Pats.
If they lose to the Pats,
let's negotiate down to three.
Maybe I'll change my tune on that.
Pats are 3-0, Jets are 0-3. Let's negotiate down to three.
So I was very high on the Jets. You were not high on the Jets going into the year.
No.
And if you're not high on the Jets, don't you think Robert Saleh is not making it through the season?
The
only reason I didn't put him as my first coach fired is because I thought they were going to be good.
Wish I thought of him. I should have thought of him.
He is a dead man walking because I thought should have been fired this offseason. I thought Belichick would have been perfect to marry it up for 2 years with Rodgers and sort of see what you have. And then in 2 years, you kind of rip the Band-Aid off and you start all over again. But they're going with Robert Saleh again. And, yeah, they give up 32 points to the Niners. Now, the Niners are great. Like, they're one of the three or four best teams in the league. So it is a tough place to begin the year. But it's crazy because they did start so well. And then it was like, nope, that was it. That was all over with.
Right. And you saw it, and then it just completely went away. It was like, Wilson, handed off to Breece Hall. Boom, right, there's the Jets.
Good formula.
Those are your guys. Yeah. Good defense. You just need a quarterback to make some plays here and there. They have good skill players around Rodgers, or at least in Wilson and Hall, really, really
good
skill players.
And so they play at Tennessee, then they have the Patriot game, and then they're taking on Denver. So, I mean, they should be 3-1. Like, they should win the next three games. I know you get the Pats winning that game.
Pats are 3-0, so I don't know how you're doing that math, but yeah.
It's going to be a big game on Prime. Hopefully you have Prime so you can watch the Pats game. Although they put that on locally or no? I forget.
I forget
all the different rules.
I believe they do put that on
locally. Right, okay.
Who doesn't have Prime these days?
Yeah, a lot of people have Prime.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean, like, it might be a pain in the ass to watch it on the app. Maybe you feel that way, but like,
app stinks.
Who doesn't have Prime?
It's a bad app.
Everybody's got Prime.
Yeah, what, the free shipping?
Yeah.
You like the free shipping?
Of course. Who doesn't have Prime these days?
I feel like you're usually spending $35 anyway, and you're probably getting the free ship, but, you know. I'm not ordering like a pack of pencils and like, hey, send it in.
Yeah.
Save it on the free shipping.
Got to tack on a few extra things. Just real quick on the Niners.
Yeah.
the Niners are really good. No McCaffrey last night, which that's its own story. Never mind if you're the poor fantasy manager who drafted him first overall. Oof. You're sitting there waiting until Monday night. He's benched. He might not play next week.
Right.
You have the whole thing about Jordan Mason, where Mason said he knew on Friday he was going to start. Shanahan's like, I never told him he was going to start. Yeah. Mason's all pissy with the media. But like,
yeah, he got caught in a lie there. Oh, no, he was actually being truthful. And then he was like, oh, wait a minute, I wasn't supposed to say that. So then Shanahan was going to get in trouble. So then he had to be like, ah.
Correct. Jordan Mason did the right thing. Kyle Shanahan's the big fat liar.
Correct.
And so the Niners were shorthanded last night, and it still didn't matter. Ayuk looked like trash. Ayuk looked like
dropped
a guy.
A touchdown.
He looked like a guy who hasn't practiced all offseason because he hasn't.
That's correct.
And so McCaffrey.
28. Ugh.
Ayuk looked like trash, dropped a touchdown, and the Niners still won going away. I would not feel great about the Jets, but I already didn't coming into the year, and let's see a few more weeks. I'll give you a few more weeks.
I love how Buck is like, oh, they might have a good two-headed monster in the backfield when McCaffrey comes back. I'm like, if McCaffrey comes back, you're not going to see Jordan Mason again.
You'll never hear from Jordan Mason again.
No! Now, he might have one more week in him, so if the guy who owns McCaffrey in your league doesn't already own Jordan Mason, he'll be a hot pickup, at least for the next week.
Well, I was just going to say, a fantasy waiver pickup, if you want to prioritize one, maybe he's available in your league, maybe not, he's not in mine.
Yeah, he's not mine.
I gave you Jameson Williams yesterday, but for sure, Jordan Mason.
Yep.
And our fantasy waiver pickup brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That's cars with a K. Let's get to some phone calls. A lot of you waiting patiently, including Mark in Medford. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Joe, just real quick, before I comment on the Pats game, Belichick last night on the Manning cast, I think was pretty damn good. The way he was picking apart the defenses, right?
I didn't
but
watch.
There was one point he mentioned the C gap, and Eli Manning was like, Bill, can you explain the C gap to me? I'm like, oh my God, this is the guy that beat Bill twice in a freaking Super Bowl? So he didn't know what a C gap
was. Hey, I didn't watch the Manning cast, but did Eli or Peyton ask him about the Patriots win?
No.
Yeah, didn't think so. Okay.
Of course. Anyway.
I didn't think so.
So they're also complicit. Okay. Does he really think that, meaning Mark, does he really think that Eli Manning doesn't know what the C-gap is? Or was Eli Manning just playing? I actually saw some of this on social media.
I'm guessing Eli was like, hey, can you explain it to the people who don't?
Omaha Productions tweeted out.
I have no interest in that,
by the way. No, no, no. So Omaha Productions tweeted out something what's better than these three nerding out on football? I'm like,
I don't know.
Buck and Aikman? the real broadcast?
The other channel?
Yeah, I don't know. Like the real actual broadcast that most people watch. Like I think that's probably better than it. But my guess is Eli Manning knows what the C-gap is.
I would imagine he does. Yeah.
Do not bing that on a work computer if you can help it.
No, or do.
Wait till you get
home. How long's your lunch break?
After work, yeah. Yeah, what is that C-gap? But I'm guessing Eli knew what it was. He was just asking so that Bill, who knows? Bill probably asked him to ask about it. Hey,
here are the things you can ask me about.
Here are my talking points. I don't want to talk about the Patriots, but make sure ask me about the C-gap.
Gap integrity. Ask me about that. The Patriots just won their first game of the season. Gerard Mayo, who's on your staff and you coach and you drafted. First game of the head coach.
C-gap.
Gerard Mayo. All right. Elliot Wolf. Alex Appel.
C-gap.
All right. That's what you asked.
DeMarcus Covington. So the more we talk it out, I bet that was a Bill request. Ask me about, when we get a good opportunity, ask me about the C-gap.
Yeah, I'll explain it to everybody. That'd be good stuff.
Yeah, how's your C-gap doing?
Then we can tweet that out. That'd be a good clip.
Sean's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, what's going on? So basically, I think that they didn't even have to be. They could have been a playoff team this year. So you go out and you get Justin Fields for absolutely nothing. They gave him away. You go out and make Calvin Ridley the highest paid receiver. You draft Marvin Harrison Jr. at 3, not reach for Drake May. And you're a playoff team. Your offense is significantly better than it was last year. And this defense, you're a playoff team this year.
Okay, so Sean, let me just play that out. Justin Fields, Marvin Harrison Jr., Calvin Ridley. I like that plan. Can I just tell you, none of those three look good week one. None of them look good
Marvin Harrison at a grab. No, I like Marvin Harrison a lot, so I'm not going to change my tune after one game.
No,
I think he's going to be a really good pro.
Well, let me just tell you, the Patriots won week one, and all three of those guys kind of stunk week one, is all I'm saying.
I wanted Justin Fields, too. Like, there's a lot of guys that were available. I would have taken either of the Steelers quarterbacks over Jacoby Brissett, and after 1 week, I'm not going to change that. Now, Russell Wilson was hurt, even though he was wearing full uniform on the sideline.
And I'm black.
He's an inactive idiot.
We should show up and do the show in full pads with eye black.
I'm in with that.
You want to do that?
100%.
We should do that. Ken, can you hear me? Let's work on that.
We need equipment.
Pads, eye black. Let's get that going.
I'll do it. Justin Fields, I like, but I don't even know why I like him. Like, I don't know if he's making – you're not guaranteed a playoff spot.
I know why.
Because he's fast?
Well, number one, he came in and lit up the Pats a couple years ago.
Yeah. And I liked him coming out of the draft, and then I'm just so, like, upset. Like, who I like and don't like coming out of the draft, it takes, like, 10 years for me to change my tune. They can suck for 10 straight years. I'm like, I don't know. Like, hold on to this guy.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, a guy can be great for 10 years. I'm like, no, 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 the bottom's about to fall out.
No, it's
I'm just
true.
So, like, how I think about a guy coming
you're
in.
You're a big Ben McLemore guy? Ben McLemore. I still believe.
This is his season.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is. He's probably playing in Spain, but this is going to be a huge season for Ben McLemore.
Yeah, in Spain. But, yeah, but it's happening.
Real Madrid.
Yeah.
He and Yabusele.
Sure.
Although he's over the States now.
Barcelona? Yeah.
See.
Yeah.
No, so if you draft Fields, also, you know me, I love receivers and I love paying receivers. If you made Calvin Ridley the highest paid receiver in the NFL, you should be fired immediately. Like, that would be a horrible decision.
Well, so I disagree with that.
The highest paid receiver in the NFL,
okay,
Calvin
Ridley. You know what I mean?
Fired.
Like, but if you find the need to get a weapon and you're not spending your money anyway, they're second to the bottom in cap space anyway, and they're middle of the pack in real spending.
But like, that's not
what's the harm? Just bring in a
The harm is
upgrade your receiving corps.
But then you're going to be let down by that guy. Like I think if you overpay, I don't think you can overpay like CeeDee Lamb.
I see what you're saying.
I think you can overpay just because like. I know you can make up money, but like use it elsewhere. And also in that caller's plan, there was no, did he say left tackle anywhere?
Nope.
So your offensive line's still the same?
That's a Jones style plan right there, where you just ignore the offensive line and you weapons, running quarterback. Now
Harrison Ridley,
my level of plan.
Harrison Ridley Fields with this offensive line, it's way more entertaining.
Yep.
I'm in on that,
yep.
The entertainment aspect of it. I don't think that's a playoff team.
No.
Do you?
No, I don't think so.
It's fun to talk about.
Is it like knocking on the door? Maybe 8-9 wins, 7-8 wins.
I don't know. Justin Fields was given like a chance.
Six, seven wins.
Five, six.
Okay,
5-6
wins.
All right, get down a little bit.
Fair enough. 6-1-7.
At least he had a plan, though. You call in, you have a plan. You tell us what the plan is, and let's hear it.
Hey, give us your plan. 617-779-7937. Or are you starting to like the Patriots plan? You could jump in on that. What'd you think of Monday Night Football last night? McCaffrey scratch. Were you burned by that? The Jets, are they a real player in the AFC? So let's get to the state of the division. How's the division looking, and is it in play for the Patriots?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keeps it himself. Allen to the right. Allen to the goal line. Lowers his shoulder. He's in. Touchdown, Josh Allen. He powered his way in.
And the kick is up, and it's going to be good from 52. Miami zeroes on the clock, has won on a game-winning 52-yard field goal.
A new era in New England starts with an upset win. Gerard Mayo, in his head coaching debut, gets the victory in Cincinnati.
He's yet to have a catch. Play action from Rodgers again. Pressure off the edge, and the pass is broken up and now picked off.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. That was a roundup of the AFC East. I got the division standings in front of me, Keefe.
Yeah, how's it looking?
I got the New England Patriots atop the division at 1-0.
First place. Feels pretty good to be in first place.
Tied with the Dolphins and Bills.
All right.
Jets, your Jets.
Yeah, my Jets.
All alone in last place. 0-1.
Ooh.
I asked the question to you, Keith. I asked the question to you out there on the phones. Is the division in play for the Patriots? And let me just say.
Wow.
They're already tied for first, so check that box.
Yeah, 1 week in, you got to say yes.
You got Buffalo and the Dolphins playing on Thursday.
That's right.
Someone's going to win, but someone's going to lose. Something's got to give. Oh, tie.
You can tie.
I ruled out a tie.
Not common, but can happen in the league.
Tie, great, because the Patriots, you beat Seattle. You're all alone in first place.
Leapfrog both of them.
But my point is, somebody's losing out of those two teams.
Most likely.
And then you get the Jets the following week. Jets didn't look that good.
No, they didn't.
Is the division in play?
It's not. And I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but no, I just don't think so. I mean, There's a lot of positive to take away from the first game, and I agree with what you were saying even yesterday about maybe the floor is risen a little bit for the Patriots. It looks like a much more professional outfit than maybe we were anticipating coming out of camp and coming out of the preseason games. You know, the offensive line wasn't a disaster. Jacoby Brissett didn't turn the ball over, and the defense is really good. So, all right, that's the recipe to be maybe play spoiler or like a tough week for the whoever you're playing each week rather than like, oh, we're playing the Panthers this week or we're playing the Giants. Like, the Patriots aren't that, but I have a hard time talking them up and over any of these other teams because I think all three of those other teams are kind of close and like they any one of them can win the division. Any one of them can finish third and miss the playoffs. Like, I think it's pretty close between those three teams. It was interesting because both Buffalo and Miami didn't look great early. Both had comeback wins. And then the Jets we just talked about on Monday night looked good early. It was kind of the opposite. They looked good early and then fell apart at the end. But no, it's a good, really nice start for the Patriots season. But I can't go overboard. Like, I still think they finished last.
Is it weird to say three of the teams in the division won, and I'm not impressed with the division? Is that weird to say?
No, because they weren't really impressive. I mean, the Patriots were the most impressive because they were dogs and they were on the road. The other ones
and
really...
It has a lot to do with the expectations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you didn't expect it.
No, I think you thought, all right, Buffalo was playing Arizona. Like, Arizona's not this great team, and they needed a big comeback. My take on Buffalo, because I had them missing the playoffs in our... show breakdown before the preview before the year, and I think it's really not a shot at Josh Allen. It's just I don't think he has any help.
I guess I didn't realize that you had the Bills out. I don't remember that. Got it.
I don't think Josh Allen has any help. I think, and you kind of saw it, like he single-handedly won that game. He had two rushing touchdowns. He threw for two touchdowns, and they barely beat a below-average Arizona Cardinals team. So I think he's going to have games where he has to do that, and it's going to be a grind for him all year because I don't see anybody else. Maybe Keon Coleman becomes something, but I don't think on offense he has a ton of help, and I don't think they have like a great defense. Miami, you know, the fastest team in the league, they have that going for them. They've had good regular seasons under Mike McDaniel. Playoffs have been their issue. And then the Jets, it just all comes down to what Aaron Rodgers looks like. And after 1 week, not great, but he's an old guy coming off an Achilles injury.
Okay. Keith says no, the division's not in play. I think it's in play.
The division's in play.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't.
Is everybody winning eight games?
I don't. Maybe.
Okay.
Like, do you? You have the Bills missing the playoffs.
I do.
So start there.
Yep.
The Jets look bad. I don't know. The Dolphins, to me, probably had the best. Looked the closest to what I expected. Let me put it like that. The Patriots exceeded expectations, but some of that was about the Bengals. The Dolphins are probably about what I expected. You know, they started slower than I thought. I had them in that survivor pool, so I definitely expected them to play better. But offensively, they look like what I thought. Waddle, Hill, HM when he's out there is a force.
And Jacksonville's not bad. Like they played a tougher opponent than Buffalo did.
But I don't think any of those teams look great. And
that's true.
I was more down on all those teams, I think, than a lot of people. I mean, I had the Bills in the playoffs. I had the Dolphins in the playoffs. But I didn't think either of those teams were winning 12 or 13 games in like the top of the AFC. I thought there were like 9 or 10 wins.
So you know what's funny, though? I feel like the quarterback...
I don't think it's a great division, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's fair. I think the quarterback gap is still there, even though Brissett played
That's definitely there.
Right, like Allen, Rodgers, I know that it's a caveat there, and then even Tua. But you know what maybe we learned is that the coach gap isn't really there. Like, would you rather have Gerard Mayo or Robert Saleh?
Oh, Mayo.
Me too.
And that's not even like I'm sold on Mayo. That's just I know what Saleh is. I don't know what
I think
Mayo
I'd rather
is.
Have Mayo than McDermott. I'm not a big McDermott guy. Now, I know he's got a bunch of wins, so I think you'd probably have to side with him, but I don't like him.
I'd lean McDermott, but I might feel differently by the middle of the year.
I don't like McDermott. I do like Mike McDaniel quite a bit. I would say he's the best coach in the division, but I'm also a pro. Give me the offensive coach.
Yeah.
And like, let me fix the quarterback and all that. So I would say McDaniel's the best, but Saleh and McDermott aren't exactly these great coaches.
Let me say it a different way. I'd take McDaniel and McDermott over Mayo right now. I would take Mayo just by default over Saleh.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's not a great coach in the division, I don't think.
I know McDaniel's close.
You think he's great?
Yeah. Because I didn't think Tua was much of anything. Again, this goes back to my draft bias. I didn't like him coming out of school. And then him with Flores certainly didn't look good. And for him to get Tua to look like an MVP candidate and to make the playoffs in the 2 years that he's been there, I would say great. Yeah, I think he's a great coach.
I think McDaniel has a really good offensive scheme, a great offensive scheme. Is he a great coach? So let's see on that. I don't feel like there's a great coach in the division. So maybe Mayo can make some headway there. What do you think? Division in play, yes or no? 617-779-7937. We can get to an incident in the division. Tyreek Hill prior to game one. We'll do that coming up. Meantime, we got Ben in the car. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, my so I was calling in just to talk about, like, the fraudulent nature of Belichick on McAfee. I kind of a hate-love relationship with him, but I listen to everybody. And McAfee, literally an hour before Belichick came on, said, you know, we're going to bring – he was bringing up the game, said, was it Patriots? Was it Cincinnati? And he said, we're going to bring on Bill and ask him about this in an hour. And then Bill came on the show, and they didn't discuss it. So clearly that was coming from Bill. And the thing about it is, I just think the same hubris mind, the same ego that destroyed our team is the same one that's unwilling to realize that basically with the same personnel, same basically coaching, the team looks so much better under Gerard because he's actually a culture builder. I think there's another piece too, which is that the pick that Bill wasted on Chad Ryland. He's no longer there, and Joey Sly kicked all of his kicks when rather getting us a wide receiver at tackle, he wasted it on two kickers in that draft. So that's what I got on Bill. I think he's very fraudulent.
Okay, fair. I mean, I agree with the last part.
Interesting on the McAfee. I didn't know that he was like, we're going to ask Bill about this.
And Bill said, hey, Pat, not this week.
No, so whoever was with Bill called in and then talked to one of his, like, eight producers and was like, hey, by the way, he's not going to talk about the Pats game. He's like, excuse me, what?
Jordan? Fine. You think it was Jordan?
Jordan might have.
Pat?
Pat?
Yeah,
I don't think Bill wants
to talk about the Patriots.
So we kind of need to ask him about the Patriots.
Yeah, no,
kinda
important. I don't think Bill wants to do that.
Like, all right, fine. We'll ask him about C-gap integrity.
McAfee's like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't give a crap. Care. I'm getting paid a lot of money to do a lot of different things.
15. What does he make? I don't even know what he makes. What does he make?
15? McAfee? 15 million, you think?
40.
$50 million?
I said 15.
But $15 million?
What does he make? I don't know.
It's probably quite a bit.
I have no idea. But yeah, he's like, whatever. I'll just Scrooge McDuck my way through this pool of gold coins. I don't care. I don't need to ask Bill about it this week. Let's go to Paul in Abington. Hello, Paul.
17 a million.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Nice. Yeah, hello.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. This is what's great about the NFL, especially. Every season, you know, it's all about disappointments or surprises and such. And just to put it real quick, there is not one person out there that I know of that picked the Patriots on Sunday to win, and that was more of a no-brainer.
You don't know Stiz Grimey.
Yeah, Stiz had him, but yeah. I get your point.
No. So that being said, I mean, listen, we're 1 week in. I've always just been a firm believer in any sport, as long as you have some form of talent, that winning breeds harmony. And, you know, whatever you want to call it, the nature of the locker room. I mean, Belichick obviously did what he did for years and was successful. He had Brady, but he had other guys around him and did very well, obviously, the greatest of all time. That being said, as far as what they have right now, I mean, based off Sunday alone and last night, I mean, I had the Jets winning the division only because I don't think Tua has enough to last the season in terms of productivity-wise. They shut down at the end. Buffalo lost too much talent. So I said, well, the Jets got Rodgers back. You're in that kind of microcosm. But they got him back, and you got Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, studs at their positions, or should be. So that's where I was coming from. Obviously, they looked the worst out of the four teams, you know, and Buffalo and Miami had to come back to win. But as far as your question, your bigger question is division in play. Right now, yes. Up till Sunday, yes. Sunday they go out and lay an egg. Now we're back to 1-1 and maybe the opposite side of things. They look terrible, whatever happens.
The division's out of play.
They're done.
Yeah, they're done.
Just like that, it's gone. Poof.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Just like the Jets. They look great first drive.
It's quite a ride on Paul. It's he's got the Jets. It's week one.
No, they're not.
Week one overreactions is his point, which I get.
It is. It's fun. That's the name of the game, and we have a whole week to talk about what just unfolded in week one. But no, I'm not going to go too far and say that the division is in play for the Patriots. I just think some of those but when you looked at the schedule ahead of the year, there was – you're like, man, it's a tough schedule for the Patriots. And there were like a handful of 50-50 games and a handful of games you're like, they really don't have much of a chance. And like maybe you adjust that a little bit.
All I'll say, and it's probably wild to overreact and say they're gonna be in the mix for the division, but I'm not sold on the division. I'm not sold on Buffalo. I'm not sold on Miami. Neither one looked great week one. I've never been sold on the Jets. So that's number one. Pats look better than I expected. And I do still think there's the upside of getting Drake May in there at some point. Maybe you turbocharge the thing. Last year at this time, and they had a rookie quarterback, so it's different. But last year at this time, no one thought Houston was going to win that division.
No.
Last year at this time, no one thought Tampa was going to win that division. People thought Tampa were going to be among the worst teams in football. So, like,
I like Tampa.
This happens every year is my only point. We're a last place team that no one believed in is in the mix for a division. And so from that standpoint, I don't think it's crazy. If you think it's specifically crazy about the Pats, fine. But this happens every single year in the NFL.
Oh, it definitely does. And worst to first to worst, right? Like, that's sort of they want that in the NFL. They love the parody of it. I do think the AFC South from last year,
horrible division,
more winnable.
Yeah,
right. Even though I picked the Texans to be either third or fourth in the division, I was surprised that they won it. You're competing with the likes of Tennessee and Indy and Jacksonville. You're like, all right, that's more likely.
NFC South, also a horrible division.
Also, real bad. That's just more wide open. So even though these teams might be a little bit flawed, maybe Buffalo's a little bit worse than they were a year ago, and Aaron Rodgers still a question mark, I still think those three teams are all head and shoulders above the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know about the Jets. And,
yeah, no, that's fair.
And look,
you've been consistent with that. That's fine.
Division in play, like, are they in shouting distance of the Dolphins and Bills at the end of the year? Yeah, I think they can be. And so let's see where that goes. 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, on the Dolphins, we talked about this briefly yesterday.
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened?
More and more has come out on Tyreek Hill. Have you seen some of the body cam footage?
I watched the body cam footage.
I mean, horrifying. And yeah. It's like, was he the most cooperative? Like, I guess not, but he wasn't.
No, but
he
like,
wasn't drag him out of his
that?
Car, throw him down on the street.
No.
Like, my God. And so if you've seen the body cam footage, you know what we're talking about. If you haven't, you can seek it out. It's easy to find.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was on CNN last night, and here's what he had to say about the incident in Miami leading up to the first game.
Everybody has bad apples in every situation, you know. So I want to be able to, you know, use this platform, you know, to figure out a way to, like, flip this and, you know, make it a positive on both ends, on my end and then also Miami-Dade, you know, so that way we can team together and, you know, do something positive for the community, because that's what it's all about, bro. Like, you guys are here to, like, protect us as individuals, and you know, I have a platform, and I want to be able to team up with you guys, so.
So that's him last night on CNN, mm-hmm. and he's trying to spin it forward and not, you know, getting a war with the Miami-Dade cops. At the same time, Rosenhaus has come out. I thought the Dolphins have come out and pressured the police department there. I thought Rosenhaus is still alluded to litigation. And so we'll see where all that goes. All I know is the more I've read about that, the more insane it is. He was going 60 miles an hour, which is far too fast. So gets pulled over, get your ticket, fine. And he was telling the cops that. He goes, you can hear it in the body cam footage. All right, just give me my ticket. Like, I got to get to the game. He wouldn't roll his window down, which I...
Wouldn't go all the way down. Plus, it's super tinted. You see Antonio Brown tweeting about it?
I do go back and forth on that, because it's like, all right, they're just asking you to roll your window down. He says, I don't want people taking photos of me. They're going to recognize me, all this stuff.
Yeah.
In the cops' defense, they don't know what's going on in the car, and the windows are tinted. So could Hill have listened a little bit more? Sure. But you don't need to drag the guy out of his car. You don't need to threaten to break his window. You don't need the scene.
Even when he is out of the car, they're still being super aggressive with him.
Yeah, and meanwhile, it's like they were threatening to arrest Jonnu Smith. They did cuff Calais Campbell.
Right, those guys are just like, hey, what's going on? They're like super peaceful about it, trying to like figure out what's going on so they can get out of there and get to the game. And Campbell gets handcuffed.
Cuffed.
Yeah, so I'm certainly not sitting here saying Tyreek Hill did everything right, and Tyreek Hill's not a great guy.
No,
like, it's weird defending Tyreek Hill. He's a horrible guy.
It's hard to make him a sympathetic figure.
No, he's not. But in this scenario, you're like, yes, he could have done things differently, but then just watching the cam video when they just yank him out of the car, like, brutal. Like, it's brutal to watch. And then even, like I said, once they even got him out, they still weren't, like, happy with it. And then now he's literally chest down on the street as cars are going by with, like, a knee in his back with his arms behind his back. You're like, yeah, brutal. I can see why the Dolphins are all fired up about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think this is a hot take by any means. There's got to be a happy medium in between the guy not cooperating and dragging him out on the car, cuffing him laid out on the street, and threatening to arrest and cuffing another one of his teammates. Like, there's got to be a happy medium in between that. Could Tyreek have been a little bit more cooperative? Sure.
Yep.
I think anyone would grant you that. Did it need to escalate to what it did?
I don't think so.
No, for sure not. So you can jump in on this. Our state of the AFC East mixed in with the incident Sunday, which we're finding more and more about Tyreek Hill. 617-779-7937. We have Tommy Curran at High Noon here on Jones and Keefe. We'll also get to Kiefer Madness every Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
That comes your way a little over an hour from now at 12:45. On the way next, let's get to Misleading, one of the leads from the Greg Hill Show, and we'll get into why we disagree with it. That's next.
It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Unlike Wiggy, we follow the leads on the Greg Hill Show.
That's right.
Mark them down, revisit them each and every day at 11:45 here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We'll get to Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Hi, Noon.
Hi, Noon.
We also have a Kiefer Madness scheduled for 1 hour from now.
Oh, boy.
So mark that down.
Yes.
But, Keith, we were just talking about this off the air. You watched both Firefest documentaries, correct?
Yeah, there was not one but two. There was so much left over that first one. No, wasn't it Netflix and Hulu? Like, they both were like, this Firefest is so crazy, we both need to talk about it. And they were both pretty interesting. So I think everybody knows what Firefest is, but for those that don't, it's basically like this big, like, hey, we're going to have this big like music festival, come on out here, spend a ton of money on it. We're going to get all these influencers to talk about it. And then you show up there and it was like a bill of goods.
It was like
you're sleeping on
cardboard.
Yeah, eating like bologna sandwiches, and it was like a dump.
Correct.
It was miserable.
You were sold a bill of goods is the perfect way to put it. You paid a buttload of money to get down there.
But they also convinced, like, was it Kendall Jenner? And like, that's the only one I can think of.
The influencers, yeah.
The influencers, they got all these like super famous, like millions and millions of followers to be like, yeah, come on out to Firefest. You're going to have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid them, right? But then there was like no other money. Was there even musical acts?
Well, it was supposed to be Ja Rule and all these things.
Well, Ja Rule is like a big part of it. Yeah. Like, he was also the one that like cashed in on this, I think.
Yeah. And so I guess, and I didn't realize this until Greg said it this morning, there's a Firefest 2.
Firefest 2, Electric Boogaloo. Looking forward to that. This April.
A second Firefest in Mexico. I'm reading here from the New York Post. But the Fire Festival is set to return for round two next spring.
How
dare this time they? On a privately owned island off of Mexico. The infamous first Firefest, as you were just saying, in 2017, fell far short of its promises.
Sure did. Sure did.
But its founder, Billy McFarland, says he can pull it off with another try.
How is this even allowed?
It's a good point. Like, the Fed should intervene. McFarland said in an interview that this time around, he insists he's going to go about it professionally. He says he hopes to gather around 3,000 people for Firefest 2.
Don't do it.
Scheduled for April 25th to 28th. Ready for this, Keith?
I'm ready.
If you want a ticket, I know you're telling people not to do it.
I don't want a ticket, but if I were to want a ticket, how much would it cost?
$1,400 on the low end.
$1,400 is the low. Is the nosebleeds?
It's 4 days.
Oh.
It's 4 days.
Is it all-inclusive bologna sandwiches?
I'm guessing.
What do we get?
Up to $1.1 million.
I'm sorry, what? So there's going to be people there spending $1 million to go to Firefest 2?
Well, $1.1 million.
What's the saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Literally applies to Firefest 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who could possibly go to this?
The most expensive festival packages are $1.1 million, which he said would include luxury yachts.
I'm listening.
Scuba diving.
Scuba? Oh, you here for scuba?
And island hopping. In case it's the private Mexican island is a disaster, you can island hop to another island.
Chances are it will be a disaster.
Not so bad.
So he's claiming he's learned a lot from the first experience.
That's the claim.
Because he was a young gun. He was only 24 when he organized the first Firefest.
This is correct.
He's now a 32-year-old man, better on the block. I would have thought he would have been like in prison. Was it like probably legal?
Yeah,
the things that he was doing?
I'm surprised he's still allowed to even conceive of doing this a second time. So maybe we're coming at it backwards here.
No.
Maybe this is a buying opportunity.
You think we should go to Firefest 2?
Live remote, Firefest 2. What do you think about that?
I mean, there's
live from Firefest 2. It's Jones and Keith.
There's going to be some publicity behind it. I would
big
imagine.
Time.
Yeah. I don't know. 3,000 people is too many people. It's a big group of people. I don't want to be around that.
Do you think, how thirsty are they for influencers? Like, could we qualify as an influencer?
Maybe.
You don't think we're there?
We're like the $1,400 influencer.
Yeah, right. But I just want to get a foot in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see what it's all about.
Yeah, it'd be, well, that's the other part of it is like, who is going to endorse this? Because those influencers got a lot of blowback too.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure they just moved on to the next thing and people forgot about it. But in the moment,
I'm used to some social media blowback. I can handle that. I got thick skin.
Like, hey, we got at Jones, WEEI, pushing Firefest 2. Yeah, but I think people will probably go now more just for the story, right? To be like, hey, I heard about the first one. I'm going to go to this to see how much of a disaster
also,
it is.
Also, part of what was the, I mean, it was a disaster, but
it was a disaster.
But part of what was a disaster is you were sold a bill like this. There's no, this can't fail on expectations, right?
It can.
No.
It can.
It can't.
Yes, it can.
Fail on the expectation. Everybody goes in going, this is going to be the worst thing in the world, but let me check it out. And there's no...
Oh, it's a low bar, you mean?
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but not for the people spending $1 million on it.
Well, the people spending a million... If you're spending $1 million on this, my guess is you're the, you know, you're in another class of wealth.
Oh, by the way, he did get released from prison in 2022.
So there you go.
So he was in the slammer.
He's back out.
Yeah, he's back out.
Good.
Well, he's had some fresh air for the last couple of years.
I bet he learned a few things. Don't you think?
I guess. Yeah, but I'm not going to this. Billy, did you watch this documentary? You were in
Didn't
on the Fyre
see
Fest?
Any of those.
No? Skipped over that?
I saw the Woodstock ones, but not the Fyre Festival.
Dude, Woodstock 99 one was good.
Speaking of disasters,
That was an epic disaster.
Yeah.
I love when you watch the Netflix one, literally in the opening credits, you see The Miz from MTV.
Miz going crazy. Before he was The Miz, before he was on Real World.
At Woodstock 99?
Yes. He's one of the guys.
He's like screaming on the camera.
Really?
Shirtless guy screaming.
He literally paused it and reminded me. I said to my girlfriend, like, that's The Miz, right?
Really?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Miz is like, yeah, he was there to see the biscuit. Damn right he was.
I wonder how many questions his wife had for him after they watched it.
A few.
Because there's no way that he knew that was going to be on there.
No. No, no, no.
So then when you hear about the horrible story, she probably assumed like he was involved in all of it.
Could have been.
The Miz, not a part, you asked us the other week, not a part of the Challenge eras, the 40th season of the Challenge,
I think
not a part of it.
He's a little busy, still wrestling.
He was doing.
He's a good wrestler.
Is he a good wrestler?
Yeah, he is.
He's really great, is. Great on the Challenge. Yeah. Wildly entertaining on the Challenge.
Yeah, he's very good.
He hosted the after shows for the Challenge for a period of time.
He's good on the mic.
I thought he was good.
Great mic man. He's good
work on the mic.
He's all, as a wrestler, he's as good as the guy in the ring with him. Right, so like if he can keep up with the really good guys.
So that's not his game. He can keep up with the good guys, but mic work elite.
Elite mic guy.
I like that.
Yeah, The Miz, great character.
So he was at Woodstock 99.
As a fan.
Maybe he'll be at Fyre Fest too.
Similar.
I think we should.
They need to get some big names though to endorse this thing.
Yeah,
they swung and missed on all like the models last time.
I don't see anything.
It hasn't said who's supporting this thing besides Jones CEI.
Yeah, I'm signing up for it. Yeah, right now, I'll do it.
They haven't announced who the bands are, right? Because wasn't that sort of the attraction? It was like, hey, it's a music festival.
What if it's Keith? You were talking
Lana Del Rey. Maybe I'll go.
Maybe you will go. No, what if it's the new Linkin Park?
Oh, new Linkin Park with the female singer?
Yeah, you were just talking them up.
It's good. It's a good song. I heard the one song already. I like it.
Yeah, go play the one song.
Although Chester Bennington, who's no longer with us, his son not thrilled. His son's pissed.
Got it.
That they replaced him.
Hmm.
Which is, the bands are supposed to be done. They can't go on. They can't make music anymore.
You could choose not to do that, but I would think.
Why not? Like, these guys should still be able to be a band if they want to be a band.
Foo Fighters are still touring.
How many bands are there? Right. Most bands, actually, aren't the original version of the band.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of sour grapes.
Okay.
But
$1,400, you go in to see the new Linkin Park.
No, I wouldn't. I would listen to it.
What if we endorse and we get to go for free?
Well, yeah, we're sitting out there. We do the show.
Yeah, we do it. That's what I'm saying. We're broadcasting from Fyre Fest 2.
Is it on this side of Mexico, the east side of Mexico, or the west side of Mexico?
How long is the flight? I hope it's the Caribbean side because it's a little shorter of a flight. Cancun area,
the Gulf.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'd probably go to that.
Yeah,
I don't know. April. Busy.
Yeah,
it's a busy season.
Is it? What else is going on then?
Sox. Sox are back.
Live NFL draft shows.
Oh, NFL draft
show. Fyre Fest 2.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad. Let me ask you this. Do you think this actually happens? I have my doubts.
Yes.
I say they pull the plug.
I think you can't.
We haven't had a single famous endorser yet, and we haven't had a name of a musical act.
First of all, how dare you? Literally happening right now during Misleading.
Present company excluded.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's out there in all the papers and the publications. You don't think they're going to be able to scrape somebody off the bottom of their shoe to promote this thing and go perform at it?
I trust this Billy McFarlane about as far as I can throw him. Say that much.
Keith, he served his debt to society.
No, I know he did.
He's out of prison.
He's back out.
The man, I'm sure he's learned something.
He can't vote in the upcoming election, right?
No. That's probably true. But so he's out there? You don't think he learned anything? You don't think he learned a thing or two?
We'll find out. We're a few months away from finding out if he learned anything.
It's a good get-rich-quick scheme going on here, mm-hmm. besides, you know, the whole detour to prison thing. But I like the idea of broadcasting live from there. NFL draft shows live from Fyre Fest 2. I don't hate it. Wiggy also, this is a side
But lead. People are also idiots, real quick. It says, so in August, the first, August of last year, the first drop of 100 pre-sale tickets for Fyre Fest 2 sold for $499 a piece. They sold out within a day, even though its website at the time offered no lineup, no specific location, and no details about the accommodation.
How many people are going to go?
People are just idiots.
People are going to go. Yeah, just as a gag, people are going to go. They're going to be like, let's go check this out.
No,
it can't
right.
be worse than the last one.
Yeah, so what was Wiggy's Wiggy this morning?
Oh, so Wiggy is upset that Lil Wayne didn't get a call for the halftime
show. Lil Wayne's upset. Lil Wayne's pissed about it.
You told me this yesterday. Yeah.
So Kendrick Lamar, I think, is pretty good, though, for the halftime show. I don't have a problem with that.
Maybe I just, I'm showing my age here.
You want a Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, I get why she's not doing it. She doesn't need to. But, you know, give me like a Miley or somebody like that.
You wanted Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, I'd take that.
Has she ever done it?
No.
No. Yeah, she'd be good.
Yeah, something like
that. People like her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike Kendrick Lamar, but like, yeah. give me something. Give me something else. But Lil Wayne in New Orleans.
They should have Kendrick Lamar and Drake, and they each just take turns doing the diss track. Like, one does a live diss track, and then now it's your turn. Now let him go. Just go back and forth, back and forth.
Just like 8 Mile.
It's kind of like 8 Mile, they can write the stuff ahead of time.
Yeah. No, I like it. Okay, I can get on board with that. So that's misleading. We revisit the leads each and every day here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We got Tommy Curran standing by at high noon.
Yes.
We'll get his thoughts on the Patriots winning week one. Some of the things we've talked about here is the division in play. How sustainable is the Alex Van Pelt offense? All that with Tommy Curran next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.